We mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to have author Charlotte Bernardo join us, and she is with us right now. And Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us. You have a new book that is out, Evolution Revolution, Simple Plans. This is actually book number 2 in the Evolution Revolution series, is it not?
Yes. It follows the adventures of a common gray squirrel named Jack, who learns how to use simple machines, and he's taught by a young boy named Colin, and he uses what he learns to fight off construction machines and the scientists who want to capture him.
Wow. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that the first book has been out for a while. The second book just came out recently. When you're putting mm-hmm. this story together, where does it all come from?
Well, I live in New Jersey, and I have a nice-sized backyard, and I have a tree, and there's a squirrel in there. And, I would throw food out to him, not think anything of it. Then one day my son came home with his third-grade science homework, which was about simple machines. The lever, the pulley, mm-hmm. the inclined plane, the wheel. And I didn't think anything of it till I noticed that squirrel was very smart. He would, dig up not only just nuts, but he would push aside and sort through the nuts that he didn't like or the seeds, and I was curious about them. Then I saw this special on BBC television where a man spent over a year building a series of puzzles and baffles to see just how smart the squirrels were. And it was amazing the things that these squirrels could do. They would spend a month figuring out a puzzle if food was involved, and then they'd share what they learned.
Now, Charlotte, when you're writing the story, when you're writing these books, do certain people you know in life come to mind when you're writing the squirrel's character or the fox's character or the rat's character, the main characters in these novels?
Not so much people, but like the character of the rat. He's a little sure. sneaky. He's a little sly. Oh, maybe a politician would come in,
That might be right.
And then like with the character of the bird, because they're, people say bird brains. But bird isn't sure. that stupid, but bird can be annoying. Like, yes, Jack. Bird do, Jack. Yes, Jack. And it sounds like a bird. Short clip sentences where it sounds like a bird chirping.
So going back to your original idea about, when you had first observed this squirrel in the backyard and all the things that you were pretty impressed by what he was able to do, how long does this process take? I mean, there's your primary subject, and then you evolve that into a story. How long did it take to put all of that together?
Well, it didn't take me long probably a month to write the first book because I was so focused. And it's a middle grade novel, so it's not a big, thick novel, But then in order to put the whole series together, originally there were 6 plans, but it's now 3 because I have other publishing projects. And that took me probably about a year to get it all outlined and written. I mean, that doesn't include all the revisions I've had to make and, changes.
We're talking with author Charlotte Bernardo. She's got the new book, Evolution Revolution. The series is 2 books deep so far, the newest one called Simple Plans. You recently wrote something on your blog about how reviews are very, very important, and you detailed 5 reasons as to why book reviews are so very important, even if some of those elements of the reviews are not positive. If you could, kind of elaborate on that.
Well, people think, I like the book, and they buy it, read it, and then that's it. But, it's very hard because nowadays authors, whether you're traditionally published or independently published, you have to do most of the PR yourself, unless you're a celebrity author or someone who automatically sells $1 million based on name recognition. And it's harder for, I believe, people who write for children, whether it's middle grade or young adult, because older adults generally aren't reading these books, so we rely on reviews to help us get the word out about the book, whether it's people recommending it to their friends, whether it's writing a review on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, places like Goodreads where librarians go. These all help, pull in people from different areas, and people say, I saw this reviewed over here, and that looks pretty good. And this person said they didn't like it, but they thought this was good. You know, it doesn't have to be a perfect 4-star review. You know, sometimes even a 1-star review, it'll be so awful, and people are like, I got to read the book to find out what's so awful, and then they say, you know, it wasn't bad. This person just didn't like it, or, you know.
Sure. Charlotte, I think this is a fascinating concept with the squirrel sort of picking up on things as these books continue on. Like you mentioned, it was the Simple Machines in the first one. It appears here in the second one. He's starting to figure out sort of the spoken word and continuing to evolve.
Yes. With the help of Bird, who's a minor bird, they can mimic thousands of sounds. Mm-hmm. So when the young boy, Colin, says wagon, Bird can mimic and say wagon. So when I have it in the book that the animals can talk to each other. They can't talk to humans. So when Jack the squirrel says, Bird, tell Colin wagon, Bird can say wagon, and then that's how they can communicate. So Bird is like the translator, the interpreter.
We're speaking with author Charlotte Bernardo. She's got the Evolution Revolution series. The newest book just came out, Simple Plans. It's mentioned that this book, indeed, does hold additional educational appeal and can be tied into STEM. Can you explain kind of how that's tied in?
For people who don't know, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And now they've added a new concept, so they call it STEAM, which they're adding the arts into it, because arts and sciences do play together. In this book, I touch on several science subjects without saying this is the lesson for today. The squirrel is using simple machines, so the kids, as they're reading, they learn, a simple machine can be a screwdriver, it can be a dirt hill, which is an inclined plane. They're learning as the squirrel learns. Also, the title, Evolution, the squirrel is changing, not physically, but intellectually. He's becoming smarter. He's learning to think, and we do see this happening in nature. If you go on YouTube, you see all these amazing videos where horses are learning to count, and squirrels are unlocking doors, and dogs are, a guy says, go fetch me a beer, and the dog go gets a beer.
I would love to find out if a dog like that exists. I mean, I think that's something every male in America would certainly like to get his hands on. That would be...
Especially during the big game, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's right, yeah, especially during the big game. Well, Charlotte, for those who are looking to get their hands on a copy of this book, where can they go to find it?
Well, they can go to either BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. They can ask their local bookstore to order it for them. It's available to them. You know, pretty much if you go to my website, I have all the places where you can just click on and it'll tell you to buy it.
And this is book 2 in the Evolution Revolution series. There's going to be 3? Is that what you mentioned?
Yes, the third book is almost finished now, and that should debut at the end of May.
Okay, wow. Well, we certainly look forward to that. Charlotte, thank you very much for giving us some of your time, and we look forward to speaking to you when the third book comes out.
Thank you very much for having me. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Charlotte. You do the same. All right, that's Charlotte Bernardo. Again, that new book is out. It's the second book in the Evolution Revolution series called Simple Plans. And as Charlotte just mentioned, that third one will come out at the end of May.